Country music is famous or infamous for marriages that didn't last. From the artists themselves in real life to the songs they sing, failed or failing marriages, cheating and thinking about it have always been a staple of the country music industry. But there's one couple that has avoided the stereotypical show business marriage, and they got it all started just down the road in Ringgold, Georgia. That's next on this edition of Chattanooga Sidetracks from Classic Country Q97.3/99.3.
Chattanooga Sidetracks with Dale Mitchell. Looking at the places, people, and things that make the Chattanooga area so unique and special. Stick around as we get ready to travel another Chattanooga Sidetrack with Classic Country Q97.3/99.3.
It's not the kind of marriage we hear about these days on the never-ending 24-hour news and gossip cycle and are constantly bombarded with on the internet and social media. But it is a marriage as marriage is meant to be. And it started at a little church in Ringgold. Dolly Parton and Carl Dean will celebrate their 56th wedding anniversary at the end of May. And those 56 years together began in Ringgold, Georgia. And how it came to happen there is an interesting story. Dolly Parton and Carl Dean first met in 1964 outside a wishy-washy laundromat in Nashville. Carl was passing by in his truck when he first saw her. She was just 18 and he was 21. During a 50th anniversary celebration in 2016, Carl said, "My first thought was, I'm going to marry that girl. And my second thought was, Lord, she's good looking. And that's the day my life began." 2 years later, the pair decided they were ready to be married. In an interview with CMT, Dolly said that when they told Carl's mother that they were getting married, she was very excited because she was going to get to do a wedding. Her only daughter had eloped, and she was so happy she would get to throw a big wedding party. But it wasn't going to be quite that easy. Dolly said her record label at the time, Monument Records, had invested money in building her career, and they asked her if she'd wait a year to get married. Dolly didn't like that idea, and Carl's mother was heartbroken. But Dolly and Carl decided to get married anyway, and the best way to do it was with no publicity. And it seemed the best way to do that was to travel out of state, so it wouldn't be reported in the Tennessee newspapers. So on May 30th, 1966, they crossed the state line into Georgia, and the first town they came to was Ringgold. In the interview with CMT, Dolly said it was just her mother, Carl, and her. Her mother made her a little white dress, and a little bouquet, and a little Bible to go with it. But Dolly did not want to get married in a courthouse. She said if she did, she would never feel married. So they found a little Baptist church and asked the pastor there, Don Duvall, if he would marry them. And he was happy to. And in that humble setting, one of country music's most enduring marriages began. In 2016, on their golden 50th anniversary, Dolly and Carl renewed their vows at a special ceremony in Nashville. Dolly said since their original nuptials were so low-key that they went all out for their second ceremony, including a big, long wedding dress. And Dolly said Carl looked great in his suit. After that ceremony, they traveled back down to Ringgold and spent the night in their camper, and then went to the lake for a few days. Dolly called it the big wedding she never got to have. During Dolly and Carl's life together, Carl has remained very much out of the spotlight of the huge international stardom of his wife. In an interview with Entertainment Tonight in 2020, Dolly said that Carl prefers it that way. She said the music and entertainment industry is not who her husband is, and he does not want to be in the spotlight at all. He's quiet and reserved, and he figured if he was ever out in it, he would never get a minute's peace. And Dolly added that he's right about that. Dolly says she tries to keep Carl out of the limelight as much as she can. Due to Dolly's busy schedule, they don't get to spend as much time together as they like. But they have come to terms with that part of it, and Dolly says it may help some, as in her words, we're not in each other's faces all the time. But Dolly adds that they do have a great respect and admiration for each other. They each have a great sense of humor, and they have lots of fun. Dolly says that mutual respect is key to a happy marriage, and in their marriage, that is not going to change. And the church where it all started in Ringgold? It's now the Ringgold Wedding Chapel. And couples can start their journey together at the same place where Dolly Parton and Carl Dean did almost 56 years ago. And we hope that every one of those can be as enduring as theirs has been.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of Chattanooga Sidetracks. Be sure to subscribe to Chattanooga Sidetracks on your favorite podcast player or service. And make sure to join us again soon when we take another trip down Chattanooga Sidetracks, a production of Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.